Every 5 years, the United States Department of Agriculture issues dietary guidelines for Americans based on updated nutritional science. Its recommendations affect school lunches and federal programs for the elderly, women, and children, says Janet Riley, Senior Vice President at the North American Meat Institute.
And these are some of our most vulnerable populations who need the protein and the vitamins and minerals that are in meat and poultry.
The 571-page advisory report is open for public review. Among its most controversial points is a single mention that links healthy food choices to environmental sustainability. Riley says this is beyond the scope of the committee's charter.
They were told specifically to focus on nutrition.
What you eat has consequences, not only for your waistline, but on the planet, says Janet Larson, Research Director for the Earth Policy Institute, an environmental policy group.
Meat production is very carbon intensive. It releases greenhouse gases that are warming the planet. And so if you're concerned about climate change, you realize that you need to start eating lower on the food chain to reduce your overall carbon footprint.
Livestock requires a lot of land, feed, and water. Larson adds, putting stress on the land, especially in developing countries. Riley says meat remains a healthy option, and including environmental sustainability in food guidelines misleads the public.
We need more data. We need a panel of experts in that field to take a look at it and come up with real definitive recommendations if we want to go there. We can't have nutritionists trying to delve into a field where they really don't have the expertise to make these kinds of recommendations.
The aim of the draft guidelines is to curb obesity and chronic disease with a diet higher in fruits and vegetables and lower in animal-based foods. A final version that accounts for the environment could help change eating habits in the United States and elsewhere. Larson says while the appetite for meat is flat or falling in industrialized countries, the opposite is true in the developing world.
And I think it's important to not just export the meat-heavy American diet, but export messages of health and wellness and environmental sustainability and show people that we realize we likely have overshot and now we need to move down the food chain and eat less meat.
Later this year, after a period of public comment, the USDA will issue its final dietary guidelines. Roseanne Scherbel, VOA News, Washington.